Now, very soon we will be going back to this week's Kitchen Science to find out if Dave's grasp of the theory of the physics behind music is enough for him to build a harmonic instrument rather than something that makes a horrendous discord. But first, we're joined by Vicky West, who's one of the team behind Geek Pop. Now, Geek Pop is an online music festival dedicated to music about or inspired by science. To give you an idea of the sort of music we're talking about, here's a sample of the song Nanobot by a Latin punk circle.
I am a nanobot. I know that may not seem a lot to you in your microscopic world. I, the fancy of sci-fi dreams, travel through your bloodstreams, exploring the secrets, the self that you don't know.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Geek Pop is a fantastic idea. How did you come up with this?
Well, it was a bit of a pet project, really. Me and a couple of fellow geeks were doing a postgrad course in science communication, which is very, very serious, and all about kind of expelling the myths of scientists being these lab coat-wearing, bespectacled people. And we just thought, you know what, it's not all about this. Sometimes there are geeks that are quite happy to be geeks and have a bit of fun with it as well. And so we kind of threw it open on our Facebook group just to come up with some science-related pop music. And we had the usual suspects, the Atomic Kittens, you know, fairly tenuous links. And it just kind of snowballed from there, really. We started getting contacts from lots of bands who were either working in science or were writing about scientific matters. And they were kind of asking to get involved and whether there'd be a platform to share their music. So that's how the Geek Pop online festival came about, really.
Now, as you said, it's an online music festival. When I think of music festivals, I think of very large, muddy fields, knackered tents, big stages, loud bands. How does this work online?
Well, it's all of those wonderful things without any of the inconvenience. It's basically, if you imagine your favourite festival in the comfort of your own home or car or wherever you listen to your MP3 player. So we've got four different tents. We have the tetrahedron. Other shapes are available. The reproductive stage, the Tesla tent, and the experimental stage as well. So much like any of the big commercial festivals, there are lots of different styles of music at each tent. But you obviously don't have to pay. It's completely free of charge. We just ask people to get online, geekpop.co.uk, and download it to your MP3 player. And then you can have this virtual festival experience whenever and wherever you like.
So you're not tied down to particular times of live events that you're streaming across the internet. You can actually download these and listen and, you know, stop and start wherever you need be, go back and hear a song again.
This is absolutely
actually a lot better than going to a real festival where you'll get caked in mud and all the really, really good bits you'll have to rely on your somewhat shoddy memory for.
Indeed, indeed. And memories aren't always the most reliable at festivals, are they? I don't know what your experience is like, Ben. But it's pretty much that. Although it feels like a live experience, you can revisit it anytime you like. If there's a particular band that you're into, we also have some exclusive green room areas as well. So if you want to find out more about the band or the science behind the song, then we've got lots of interviews with those bands and there's some online content as well. But you can literally pick it up and put it down as you wish. But it's an annual event. Last year's kind of turned into a much bigger event than we ever anticipated. So we've got big hopes for this year's event as well, which kicks off on the 6th of March, which happens to be now National Science and Engineering Week as well. Purely coincidental. And it'll be up there for some time. So you can pitch in, like I say, any time you like.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, the last clip of the song we heard was clearly and very obviously a song written about a scientific topic.
Yeah.
Do you also get... In fact, I've been sent a sample by a band called The Standards, which seems to be rather less directly scientific, but more inspired by something. Here, let's have a play of that.
There's 11 dimensions in the heart of you. There's 11 dimensions, and I've got the proof. No more clever pretensions, I hasten to mention there's 11 inside of me too. There's 11 dimensions and we make 22.
So that is a tiny bit tenuous.
Yes.
Have you had to turn anyone away? Have somebody come up and said, well, I've got this song, it's all about science, I'd like you to publicise it for me on the net? And you've actually had to say, well, I'm sorry, but that's just misleading science.
Absolutely, yeah. We do have elements of quality control. It's not a free-for-all. Everyone's had to audition in a virtual festival environment. And the bands that have made it through, I hope that anyone that downloads it will agree that they're all really, really good quality bands. Very diverse. And like you say, lots of them are directly science-related and lots of them quite tenuous. But yeah, they've all earned their place at the festival. We've got lots and lots of people who will be, frankly, gutted, I would imagine, that they didn't make it through this year. But there's always next year.
So whereabouts do we have to go online to actually listen?
You can head to geekpop.co.uk. As of March the 6th, the brand new festival will be up there. At the moment, you've still got an opportunity to listen to last year's festival. You can also join us. We've got a Facebook group, which is very, very popular. Just look for Geek Pop, all one word. We also have Twitter as well. If you're into Twittering, you can join along. And obviously, the week before the festival, things are getting very, very hyper and lots of Twitter activity going on there. And we've also, being a festival, we do have a lost and found facility as well, albeit a virtual one. And we're kind of appealing for people at the moment to get involved and anticipate things that they might lose or indeed find at a festival. So if you want to take part ahead of the release date, then do get in touch either via Facebook or by the website. Can I say that again? Geekpop.co.uk?
I think that's fair enough, yes. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us, Vicky. I hope the festival goes well. I shall certainly check it out online.
Thank you very much.
That was Vicky West, one of the organisers of Geekpop, and I'll give her one last plug. If you want to join them, just visit geekpop.co.uk.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.